Okay, let's dive in. If you're anywhere near Australian financial assets, you've seen it. The value of a mortgage trail book has, well, it's fundamentally re-rated.
It's a huge shift, truly unprecedented.
And that's our mission for this deep dive. We want to figure out why. Why books that historically traded at, say, 1.5 to 2.0 times annual recurring revenue are now just soaring.
I mean, we're seeing prime residential books hit 2.75x, sometimes even up to 3.75x.
Exactly. And this isn't just a bit of market froth. It feels like a genuine structural maturation of the whole asset class.
I think you're right. What's so fascinating is how capital markets completely changed their view of that income. Post-COVID, the Australian housing market showed incredible
The
resilience.
income stream feels safer.
Much safer. It's no longer seen as this volatile operational cash flow. It's now viewed as something almost bond-like. And that stability, it just de-risks the entire equation for buyers.
That de-risking story, that leads straight to the regulatory side of things, doesn't it? The value anchor.
You're talking about APRA?
Yeah, the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority. And its mandated 3.0% serviceability buffer. That seems to be the crucial piece here. It basically built a hard credit quality floor under the asset.
Precisely. That built-in safety net gives institutional buyers immense comfort. And comfort in finance translates directly to compressed discount rates.
Okay, so what does that look like in practice?
We've seen those rates just plummet from highs of, say, 15 to 18% down to the 10 to 12% range for the really clean, predictable books. That alone immediately pushes your valuation multiple skyward.
And that stability has basically fueled this land grab we're seeing.
It has. The major aggregators like Lendi Group and AFG, they're leading this aggressive consolidation. Lendi's strategy, they call it find, buy, own. It just changes the economics completely.
How so?
Because they're not just buying a revenue stream, they're looking at the book acquisition as a customer acquisition cost, a CAC. That trail book is a platform for them to cross-sell a whole ecosystem of products.
Right, insurance, conveyancing, all of it.
Everything. So the customer lifetime value they can get is just dramatically higher, which lets them rationally outbid smaller, standalone brokers who are just focused on the mortgage margin.
But wait, if they're just using the book as a CAC channel, doesn't that mean the smaller traditional broker is, well, being priced out of existence? Is this consolidation actually healthy?
It's a very serious question about competition, absolutely. The reality is, this new math makes it almost impossible for a traditional broker to compete at that 3.0x level.
Unless they can prove they're hyper efficient.
Exactly. Which brings us to this sort of two-speed market for valuation. The sources we looked at are clear that demographics are what really drives that final premium.
Okay, so how do you make that jump? How do you get from the 2.0x floor up to that elite 3.75x ceiling?
It's all about the age of your clients. There's what we can call the golden cohort. Those are residential clients aged, say, 25 to 55. They command the highest premium.
Because they're still in their prime wealth building years.
Right. They have upgrader potential. They're looking for investment properties. They trigger refinancing events. Their projected lifetime value is long, predictable, and very, very valuable.
And on the flip side, you have the risk cohort.
The clients aged 61 and over, they trade at a steep discount, often down at 1.2x to 1.8x because of the high probability of natural discharge.
They're downsizing, paying off the loan.
Or estate realization. It creates this inevitable runoff. A buyer just won't pay as much for a pool of assets that they know is naturally depleting.
So beyond demographics, what else does it take to get to that 3.75x?
Operational excellence. Specifically, you have to eliminate key person risk. Brokers have to move from selling what is essentially a black box, where all the knowledge is just in the broker's head.
To a glass
A
box.
glass box, exactly. Documented, visible, transferable systems. That's what an institutional buyer demands.
And I guess the final piece is proving your retention rate is actually sustainable.
Yes, and this is critical. The best brokers are using AI-driven tools now, things like Sherlock or Stride, to automatically monitor and reprice loans. They're showing they have a self-healing book.
And that makes a real dollar difference.
The math is stark. If you improve your retention by just 5%, say, from a 15% runoff rate down to 10%, that can boost your valuation multiple by over 1.0x. It proves you're selling an active, appreciating asset. Not just a list.
So the takeaway for you, whether you're a broker or an acquirer, is that the market is aggressively rewarding quality, data hygiene, and systemization. You really have to treat your trail book like a high-performance asset.
And here's a final thought to leave you with. This intense competition is being heavily fueled by debt capital. You have niche lenders like Trailblazer Finance, for example, offering very high loan-to-value ratios, up to 70 or 80% secured against these books.
Wow, so that's just adding more fuel to the fire.
It's giving buyers incredible leverage. It increases their buying power, pushes prices up, and creates this real scarcity for the good independent books that are left. The window to get a premium is wide open, but systemization, that's the price of entry.